fun show in radio. Your crossword quiz. Yes, it's your crossword quiz with David Gilmour as Master of Ceremonies and the game that everyone can play. You don't have to be in the studio to play crossword quiz or to win prizes and have fun. You can win in your own home, so stick around for the newest fun show in radio. Now here's your quick-witted, crosswired crossword quiz master, David Gilmour.
Boy, and a puzzling good evening to all you happy crossword quiz fans. I hope you all enjoy playing our little crossword quiz puzzle game. Really, it's very simple. As a matter of fact, just before we went on the air tonight, I ran into Bob Hope in the hall and I said, Bob, what's a 10-letter word that stands for the icing on a cake? You know, the topping. And quick as a flash, he came back with Lana Turner. Now, while I'm lining up our studio contestants and you're sharpening your wits and your pencils, here is Mike Roy again to pave the way with a few rules, regulations, rights, and privileges.
All right, Dave, and here's the way your crossword quiz operates. In the studio, we have a huge crossword puzzle. The same crossword quiz puzzle you folks at home have before you. On the contest entry form you picked up at your favorite retailers or requested from the station to which you are listening. On the air tonight, our crossword quiz studio contestants will solve part of your puzzle for you. So listen carefully as we go along. Fill in the free words as they're given to you. You'll need them all to complete your puzzle and become eligible for our wonderful prizes.
Just play along with us here in the studio. Suppose we use our announcer, Mike Roy, as a guinea pig. Come on over here, Mike. Now I'm going to give you 5 silver dollars.
Something tells me that I'm going to like this.
Promise me that you won't leave town until the show's over.
That's a deal. You got yourself a partner.
Good. Now, I know being a contestant is new to you, Mike, so just take a deep breath and relax. While you're bracing yourself for the question, Archie Presby, our invisible voice, off stage, has a secret message for the listening audience.
Announcer Mike Roy will be asked to discover a 4-letter word, B-A-B-Y, baby. Well, now you know it, and he doesn't. So here we go back to the studio.
Are you a married man, Mike?
Yes, I am.
Then you should appreciate this one. It's a 4-letter word defined as follows. The musical clue is this. And the sound effects cue like this. All right, Mr. Roy, put one silver dollar in the jackpot. It may win you 5, and now what is the answer?
Dion Quintuplets?
What a man. You're way ahead of us. They say anything worth doing is worth doing well. Can you reduce that answer to its lowest common denominator and give us just one 4-letter word? The answer is...
baby.
Right. You made the crossword quiz as clear as crystal. Lot on the ball, that boy. And now for arriving at the right solution... Mike Crystal Ball Roy wins 5 hunks of that good green lettuce.
Pardon me, Dave, old boy, but I'd prefer 5 hunks of that good white silver.
Mike, remember, you were a guinea pig for you, green lettuce.
Beginning round one of your crossword quiz. Our studio contestants have been selected from the audience and are here ready to join in the fun. And, Dave, our first contender here is Mrs. Florence Ross.
Mrs. Ross, how do you do?
How do you do, sir?
Where are you from, Mrs. Ross?
Well, I was born in England, but I live here now.
Oh, you do? Well, you still retain a little of the English accent. What's your occupation?
Well, I nursed for 20 years.
You did?
During the war, I just lost my husband, and I didn't feel like nursing, so I went into a war plant, and I was a riveter and a drill press operator for 2 years.
Good for you. That's wonderful. What's your favorite indoor sport?
Listening to my radio.
Listening to the radio. That's a good answer. What's your favorite outdoor sport?
Coming to radios.
That's all right. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you 5 silver dollars. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1 or 5. And as soon as our listeners have heard from the mystery voice, you will receive your first crossword.
Just between us, the word number 34 horizontal is R-O-L-E, roll. And here we go back to the studio.
Mrs. Ross, your first word is number 34 horizontal, a four-letter word meaning something people play in. The sound effects clue is this. Our sound man really isn't a gambler. It's just an act he's putting on for us. What a character. Your musical clue, Mrs. Ross, is... Okay, drop a dollar in the jackpot. There we are. Your musical clue is the barrel roll polka. Roll out the barrel, remember. And for your sound effects clue, Fred, what a character Cole was rolling out the dice. As Shakespeare put it, all the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players. So, number 34 cross, a four-letter word, something people play in is... You heard the rolling out of the dice. You heard the barrel roll polka.
Crap.
No. I'm sorry. You heard the barrel roll polka. Remember, roll out the barrel, roll. Something that people, when they're on the stage, they have a... They play in a...
Roll?
That's right, roll. R-O-L-E, roll.
Oh, that's
right,
roll. Yeah.
That's right, roll. R-O-L-E, roll.
And now, Dave, here is contestant number two. This is Miss Mildred Greig, I believe, or Greig.
Greg's
fine.
Miss Greig, how are you this evening?
All right, thank you.
I would like to know where you're from, of course.
Glendale.
From Glendale, California, all right. And what's your occupation?
Bookkeeper.
A bookkeeper. May I ask you a couple of other questions? What was your first sweetheart's first name? Do you remember?
No, I don't think I'd like to answer that.
Oh, you the first name's all I asked for.
John.
John, all right. Do you happen to know where he or she is now? Do you know?
No, I'm not sure.
Would you like to know?
I sure would.
All right. All right, I'm going to give you your five silver dollars. One, two, three, four, five. Now you're in business, and your first crossword is number 32 cross, a five-letter word, meaning one who likes to wander. For you folks at home...
The answer is Rover, R-O-V-E-R.
And now, Miss Greig from Del Castillo, you hear the musical clue. And from Fred Cole, the clue in sound effects. That'll be one silver dollar, please, in the jackpot. You have to pay for your guests. Put $1 in. All right, your musical clue was the whistler and his dog. Your sound effects clue was a barking dog. Number 32 crosses five letters, one who likes to wander. I had a dog and his name was?
Rover.
Rover, that's right.
Now, Dave, here's tonight's third contestant, and his name is Mr. Edward Caridio.
Mr. Caridio, how are you this
evening? How do you do?
Very happy to know you, sir. Tell us first where you're from.
I am from Worcester, Massachusetts.
From Worcester, Massachusetts? Yes, that's fine. What are you doing now?
Well, at present, I'm working as a mail carrier in Beverly.
Oh, you are? Wonderful. There's a man that really means a lot to all of us, a man who's carrying mail. All right. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Who's your favorite movie star?
Well, I'd say a man like Pat O'Brien.
Pat O'Brien, all right. Now tell me something else. Everybody in Hollywood, they say, wants to be a movie star, but if you could choose any occupation that you wanted, anyone in the world, what would it be?
Well, I'd like to get into the acting profession.
You'd like to get into the acting profession, but you still wouldn't like to be a movie actor. That's wonderful.
Oh, I thought you said... Oh, did you say what I... Other than that? I didn't hear what you said. I wasn't paying attention.
All right, you're ready for your crossword. Uh-oh. I see what you want. You want your beginner's $5 first, and you shall have them.
For your information, this contestant is going to struggle with the word damages. So let's break it up and get back to the studio.
For your information... my friend, we're going to have a seven-letter word, number 36, horizontal, and it means loss due to injury, plural. To sound effects, it sounds like this. And to Del Castillo and his organ, it sounds like this. All right, $1 in the jackpot in order to make your guess. Drop a dollar, part with one. Come on, that's it. That's right. And now, you first heard something being broken up, damaged, demolished. But good, too, a good job. And then the organ played Sweet Sue. Number 36 across is a seven-letter word meaning loss due to injury, plural. If someone injures you, your property, perhaps your car, causing you loss, what do? You sue them for
damages.
That's right. D-A-M-A-G-E-S, damages.
And still another contestant confronts the crossword microphone. And your name, sir?
George McCool.
Mr. McCool, how are you this evening?
Fine, thank you.
Tell us where you're from, sir.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
And your job, your occupation is what?
Sales promotion.
Sales promotion work, all right. Tell me this. I've always wondered this about myself and a lot of other people. Where would you like to be 5 years from tonight, we'd say?
Back in Brooklyn.
Where would you like to be 5 years from tonight?
Well, I'd like to be in good old L.A., but if the Brooklyns win the pennant that year, I'd like to be back there in Brooklyn.
All right. Now, the next question is this. Where do you suppose you will be? Quite a difference, isn't it? Does anybody know?
No one knows.
All right. We leave that to imagination. And while I'm crossing your word with, or rather your palm with silver, and incidentally, when you get your five silver dollars in the first round, from here on your own, the voice is going to whisper a few secret somethings into the ears of our listening audience.
Hi-yo, Palomino. What a harum-scarum show this turned out to be. It's a horse on you, if you haven't already guessed, Arabian.
Number 11 down has seven letters. I hope the combination brings you good luck. The definition, a native of a country in southwestern Asia. The sound effects clue. And the musical clue. You pays your money and you takes your choice, remember. A dollar in the jackpot. First you heard the sound of horses' hoofs, hi-yo, Palomino. And then your musical clue was the Sheik of Araby. So number 11 down, a native of a country in southwestern Asia, is A...
Arabian?
Arabian, that's right. A-R-A-B-I-A-N, Arabian.
Okay, here is our next contestant, Dave. Miss Beverly Allison.
Miss Allison, how do you do?
How do you do?
And where are you from, Miss Allison?
Los Angeles.
From Los Angeles. And what is your occupation?
I'm a comptometer operator.
A comptometer? You push one of those little black boxes and figures come out, all kinds of figures?
That's right.
Well, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions, too. What's your favorite song or musical composition?
The Tales from the Vienna Woods.
Tales from the Vienna Woods. I like that, too. Well, we just want to get acquainted with you. What was the last book that you read? I didn't say when. I said what?
I don't even remember.
Oh, and how many other people are in that same boat, too? All right, I'm going to give you... you're not listening to me, of course. You're looking at these five silver dollars, so I'll give them to you. All right, you get your $5 start in the crossword quiz.
No, please, not that. The solution to this one is S-T-R-I-P, strip.
Getting a little warm in here, don't you think?
Certainly is.
Miss Allison, you've been assigned number 12, horizontal. It's a five-letter word. It means a narrow or relatively long section. With a sound effects clue, it sounds like this. And a musical hint that goes this way. All set. Remember, it costs $1 contribution to the jackpot. Put one in, that's right. Now, tell me, was there an old swimming hole near your home when you were a kid? Was there an old swimming hole around?
Mm-hmm.
There was? Remember the nursery rhyme, Mother, Mother, may I go out to swim? Yes, my darling daughter, hang your clothes on hickory limb, but don't go near the water. First you heard the tearing of cloth, then you heard the what polka. No help from the audience, please. You heard the what polka.
I don't even remember. I'm so
just
scared.
A little of that again, quickly, please. Do you know the words to that song? What are they? What do you think the word is?
Strip poker?
That's right. Strip. S-T-R-I-P. Strip. And so ends round one of the crossword quiz. Our contestants will be back for round two in just a moment. But first, here is Mike Roy with a few words for our listeners, explaining our contest rules for the big crossword prizes to be awarded to you folks at home.
Well, as the program progresses, you listeners are receiving free words from our studio contest. Write them down as they are given to you. When the program is ended, solve the remaining portion of your puzzle from the definitions you have. Then your crossword quiz puzzle should be complete. You don't have to be a crossword addict. We've made them so easy, anyone can play. And finally, at the bottom of the page, in 25 words or less, complete the sentence, "I like to play crossword quiz because." Mail your entry blank to Crossword Quiz, Box 201, Hollywood 28, California. Prizes will be awarded on the basis of aptness of thought and accuracy in solving your puzzle. All entries become the property of Crossword Quiz, and the decision of our judges is final. In case of ties, duplicate prizes will be awarded. And now back to David Gilmore in round two of the Crossword Quiz.
And here is Mr. Gross back for more. And this is where you came in with one big difference. This time, we're giving you $5 silver for the successful solution that you had in round one. Remember, you guessed your word, you get $5 silver. There they are. So, after having paid $1 for the clue, you now have $9. All handful. So, clear out your pocket and make room for more, you hope, while the voice tells the listeners what's in store.
When you were a youngster, remember, did you ever ball with a boy named Andy? Are you good at remembering your nursery rhymes? Hi, diddle, diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped, Yeah, the word is over.
This one is an adverb, number 33 across, or rather 33 vertical down, a four-letter word, sometimes associated with a boy's name. Translated to sound effects, it sounds like this. All right, the musical clue is like this. All right, now $1 in the jackpot, pay for your guess, put the dollar in, part with one of them, that's right. If your guess is good, we'll raise you 4 and give you 5 more. It's a four-letter word. Your answer is, let's first help you a little bit. First the cow did moo, and then what did she do?
And she kicked over the bucket, I think.
Well, that's pretty close. She jumped over the rainbow. What do you think the word is?
I knew the rainbow.
What do you think the word is? I can't give you another chance. It's a four-letter word. No help from the audience, please. It's a four-letter word. You heard the musical selection over the rainbow? I'm sorry. That's all.
The sky.
No, I'm sorry. That's wrong. Now, you'll have another turn in just a moment. Now, Mike Roy, will you usher in the next hopeful? Listen, you listeners, for a moment, however, to the Mystery Man.
This time, the joke's on you. We're going to let you bite your nails and guess right along with the contestant.
Welcome again to the crossword microphone, Miss Gregg. Looks like you also are loaded with loot. That is, you will be. We'll give you those $5 that you won in the first round for getting your answer correct. You already got them. Wonderful. Such cooperation. Well, this time we're going to give you number one, vertical down, a five-letter word. The definition is terminal horny scale, plural. Now, we'll have it defined musically, I think, first by Del Castillo. All right, now while Fred Cole gives forth for the sound effects. All right, now, Miss Gregg, we're going to ask you to give out first with the dollar in the jackpot, remember? And now, did you recognize the musical selection? Can you tell me what the word is?
Nails.
That's right, correct, nails. Step right up to the crossroad quiz microphone, Mr. Caridio. And you're still staying with it, I see. You're glutton for punishment. Now, while you count your money and warm up your wits, you have $5
this
that you got from winning in the first
name.
Round.
No, it isn't Stella, fella, and it isn't Bella. A queen of the comics has her name. Yes, my friend, it is the same. Ella.
Right now, number 15, horizontal, it's a four-letter word, a girl's name. We hunted in the jungle for this sound effects clue. And we return to the 20s for the musical message. All right, a dollar gets you five if you arrive at the right answer in the jackpot with $1, please. That's right, a girl's name with four letters. And what is the solution?
Well, would it be Ella? It's
Ella is right. The elephant trumpeted. You heard Dardanella, and so the answer is Ella.
And now, Mr. McCool, it's your turn to squirm again.
Yes, sir.
Mr. McCool, welcome back to our microphone. You fixed up with your money from the first round, aren't you? We'll see if we can confuse you a little bit this time. Listen to... let's see. Let's give Old Man Mystery another chance to amuse and confuse the contestants at home first, and then we'll give you your crossword.
Los Angeles is a famous seaport. Have you ever been at sea? Can you tie an anchor knot? Can you flip a fast half hitch? Who said knots to you? Let's settle for sails. S-A-I-L-S.
Number four, horizontal, has five little letters. Something that helps you make knots. It sounds like this. And with the music, it makes like this. Now, your dollar in the jackpot, it's only dropping the bucket. And tell us the five-letter word.
Sales.
Sales, that's right. Something that helps you make knots. How's the jackpot doing, my friend? Mike Roy, tell me, get your hands in there.
Well, at these prices, Dave, you couldn't quite build the house that Jack built, but it looks plenty good to me. And now you'll have to dig for this one. Confidentially, it's what we're baking here tonight. Boston chose it for its chowder. It's the lowly clam.
You'll have to dig for this one. Confidentially, it's what we're baking here tonight. You've been sitting over there all this time, and you've been so quiet, so silent, Miss Allison. We haven't heard a sound out of you. You've been as still as a mouse. So, ready, here we go. Number 30, vertical. It's a four-letter word defined as follows. Lives quietly in the ocean. But there is one associated sound which should give you a clue. And the musical clue... Would you mind playing that over again, Del Castillo? Well, all right. There we are, Miss Allison. A silent musical clue. Your buck in the bucket, please. Don't be afraid to donate. The more you put in, the more you may win when we come to the jackpot question. I'm warning you that you will have to dig for this one. Now tell us what you think the word is.
Well, it sounds like sand.
Oh, it's a four-letter word. Lives quietly in the ocean.
A fish?
That's very close.
A wave?
Now, I'm sorry, that's not right. The answer is clam, C-L-A-M, clam. Silently, quietly. Better luck next time.
End of round two of the crossword quiz, and so here we go to round three. And back to our first contestant, Mrs. Ross. I leave you to the not-too-tender mercy of our crossword quizmaster, David Gilmore.
Oh, I think he's fine.
Thank you. Don't pay any attention to him, Miss Ross. I promise you won't hear one crossword from me, at least not until the dollar's in the jackpot. So just relax. The worst is yet to come. Now the voice will lead and mislead the listeners.
This one shouldn't be too difficult. In fact, it might be just the opposite. As a matter of fact, it's easy.
This one shouldn't be too difficult. In fact, it might be... Number 27, horizontal, has four letters. He is a well-known comic strip character. Sound effects identify him this way. All right, and the music is like this. All right, you helped build up the jackpot. It may all belong to you in a few minutes. This four-letter word shouldn't be too difficult. Remember I said... In fact, it should be just the opposite. Can you tell me what it is? It's a four-letter word, famous comic strip character. We're listening, we're waiting for your answer. No help from the audience, please. I'm sorry, your time is up.
Small ones, and I can't think
I'm sorry, one. But I'll tell you about it if you want to listen. First, yeah. You heard a washing machine and use a certain kind of a washer. Then Del Castillo played Take It Easy. So, well-known comic strip character number 27 across is a four-letter word, E-A-S-Y, Captain Easy of Wash Tubs and Easy.
And so ends round three of the crossword quiz. But like right now, I'd like to take the opportunity of telling the listening audience how to win their prize awards. Yes, sir. You filled in all the free words we gave you here in the studio. Now fill in the empty spaces remaining on your crossword quiz puzzle from the printed definitions you have. And when your puzzle is complete, finish the sentence, "I like to play crossword quiz because," in 25 words or less. Send the completed puzzle and slogan to Crossword Quiz, Box 201, Hollywood 28, California, to compete for the many grand prizes being offered you folks at home each week in the Crossword Quiz Contest. All entries must be postmarked before midnight next Thursday.
And now for the jackpot question in which all of our studio contestants have a chance to win back the money that they paid out during the Crossword Quiz and more, too. Run your chubby little fist through the bucket of silver.
Oh, can't we compete, too?
You tempt me, son. You tempt me. I'd like to compete. Okay, contestants, on the mark, get set. Are your pencils ready? Do you all have your pencils? You have just 30 seconds. Listen carefully, please. Listen and don't watch the pencils. You have just 30 seconds during which we will hear from Del Castillo and his organ. And when he stops playing, you stop. When he stops, you stop. The first contestant to answer correctly wins. Here it is. You will receive a scrambled word. It's a very familiar word that we all know well. And just to make it easier, now listen, I'll tip you off that the word has four syllables. And it begins with D, A, B, C, D. All right, the letters on the card, which Mike Roy will now give you and from which you are to form a four-syllable word, are R-E-C-D-O-Y-M-C-A. The first card that I have here is from George McCool. He was the first one to come up with a solution, and he has on his card R-E-C-D-O-Y-M-C-A, spelled democracy. He is the winner of the jackpot. Lots of money. This is David Gilmore thanking you for joining in our crossword quiz and hoping that you'll be back again next week for an entirely new show.
Don't forget, be with us again next week, same time, for another fun-filled session of Crossword Quiz with David Gilmore, Del Castillo's music, and yours truly, Michael Roy. So get your entry blanks right away. You'll find them at your favorite retail store and the station to which you're listening. Or just write us, Crossword Quiz, Box 201, Hollywood 28, California, requesting that your free copy be mailed to you. Until next week, good night. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.